Hello, my name is Julia Dutkiewicz. I'm principal curator of the Guildhall Art Gallery and the Roman Amphitheatre, and I look after the City of London Corporation's treasures, located in the heart of the city at the purpose-built Guildhall Art Gallery. The gallery has got an internationally significant collection of old masters. In fact, the best collection of 17th century Dutch old masters outside of Holland, on permanent display at Mansion House, and an equally significant collection of Victorian art housed at the Guildhall Art Gallery, including masterpieces by the Pre-Raphaelites Dante Gabriel Rossetti, John Everett Millais, Holman Hunt, as well as some prominent figures of the Victorian establishment, such as Armitage Poynter. It's a real privilege being able to see these pieces prominently on display at the Guildhall. When the gallery building was being constructed in the late 80s, early 90s, the construction workers unexpectedly came across the remains of London's only Roman amphitheatre. And as a result, the building design was modified in order to accommodate these remains as an attraction in its own right. At the moment, we have only just opened a special temporary exhibition called Tower Bridge, a celebration of 120 years, which marks the birthday of the bridge, which originally opened on the 30th of June 1894. The exhibition uniquely brings together some 60 paintings spanning the last century, as well as rarely exhibited archival material documenting the evolution of the Tower Bridge design, featuring some alternative proposals which never materialized, including some futuristic and eccentric designs by Frederick Barnett, reminiscent of the Millennium Bridge, actually, but dating back to the 1870s, through Horace Jones's original thinking about Tower Bridge in the style of St. Pancras Building, through the actual contract drawings following the Act of Parliament. So it's a unique opportunity to see the life of an icon in images. The exhibition will stay on until the end of December. The other very exciting initiative, which has been the corporation's priority for a while, is the forthcoming launch of the Heritage Gallery, which is an extension of the Guildhall Art Gallery building, and it will be a purpose-built space dedicated to presenting the history of the City of London Corporation over the past 1,000 years through a selection of rarely exhibited archival documents drawn from the London Metropolitan Archives, including one of the copies of the Magna Carta. So the Guildhall Art Gallery isn't as well known as it could be, but in fact it's one of Britain's most significant art collections, combining historic art and contemporary art. An ideal destination for a lunch break, an afternoon break, a meeting with friends.